In the name of Jesus, John the Baptist points you to the crucified, that is the sacrificed Lamb of God. You'd think that he'd point you to somewhere else or someone else. After all, this Jesus has been treated ruthlessly, despised, and rejected, beaten to a gory pulp. Such treatment was for criminals or fools. He has been mocked and spit upon. That's what you do to someone that you hate in order to disgrace and humiliate him. And there he hangs, regarded as the worst of capitally punished criminals. This is not pretty. Roman crucifixion is very nasty, cruel, vicious, appalling. Isaiah spoke of the crucifixion in this way: the Messiah's appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred by human likeness, Isaiah 52. Disfigured, that's the Old Testament term for a blemished animal that could not be used in a sacrifice offered to the Lord. The brutality has been so severe, so intense, that Lamb of God Jesus is marred beyond human likeness. Or as Psalm 22 declares, he is a worm and not a man. Isaiah also put it this way: he had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him, like one from whom men hide their faces. Precisely. The sight of this crucifixion repulses, it disgusts, it sickens. And yet John points you exactly and only to the crucified. No one else, nowhere else. After all, in this hideous scene, the almighty and saving arm of the Lord is revealed and preached. There is no other God than that man, Jesus. Sight then must give way to hearing. Hearing the message, the preaching of the crucified Lamb of God, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is that Lamb. He is the bloody sacrifice by which God dwells among his sinners to be their God in order to do the unthinkable, to forgive sinners. And you qualify. Here on the cross hangs the one and only sacrifice that atones for sinners, where God is for you, the sinner. In this hideous and scandalous death, he thirsts to pull off the salvation for the world and for you. Consequently, Lamb of God Jesus, for you he preaches from his pulpit, the cross, the most important sermon you can ever hear in your life. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Lamb of God proclaims from the cross. Are you listening? It is finished. There are no better words preached in the universe than those. It is finished. These are God's words from God's mouth, intended for you to hear. It is finished. He has finished what he came to do, pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Laid on him is the iniquity of us all, numbered with the transgressors and bearing the sin of many. He pulls off a Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the source of eternal salvation for you and for all. It is finished. Sin. Sin, the biggest thing that is totally wrong with you, has been answered for. It can no longer condemn you because it all got damned in this Lamb of God's death. All of sin's sting, all of death's power, all of Satan's fury, and all of the Father's wrath has been spent against that crucified Lamb of God. And now all is now new. The old has passed away. Heaven and new life are yours. Approach then, as the epistle said, confidently to the throne of grace in the Lord's Supper this Easter Sunday. For there, Lamb of God, Jesus gives you his Good Friday. It is finished, full of mercy and grace, body and blood, with the bread and wine, and with the "it is finished" promise given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. Again, the best preaching, the best words you'll ever hear in your life. He gives you precisely what he says. It is finished. And his cry of victory is yours. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In the name of Jesus, amen.